You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
We've got about 27 minutes to go before 7 o'clock. Let's tell you about Nampak now. They've reported improved trading conditions for the 6 months ended March 31, 2022, in what they say was a challenging period. Revenue for the period was 8.1 billion rand, up 24%. Operating profit was up 26% to 668 million rand, and profit for the period improved by 87% to 321 million rand. While trading profit improved by 9% to 770 million rand, group trading margins contracted to 9.5% from 10.8%. We're joined now by Glenn Fullerton, the CFO of Nampak. Glenn, thank you so much for joining us this evening. So how would you characterize the results?
Good evening to you and the listeners. It has been a very satisfying period despite challenging conditions. I think robust turnover has been delivered, and particularly in our beverage can sector of our business, where we've seen revenue up 27%. We have seen the growth in revenue in the paper sector up at 30%, and a more muted level in our plastics division, where it's only grown by 10%. But I think very strong demand and a continued recovery from the time where we were significantly affected by a slowdown from COVID. What we have seen is a very significant improvement in our levels of profitability, but a quite material increase in the amount that we've had to fund in our working capital cycle. We have generated just sort of 1.1 billion in cash, up 30% from the corresponding prior period, but we've had to reinvest 653 million, which is 60% of that number, back in funding our working capital. We've seen aluminium prices almost double in the period under review. We've also seen a significant increase in the metals prices, and those have impacted the market quite significantly. There are pass-through pricing mechanisms with our customers, where those commodity increases have been passed through to the customer, but it has caused certain compression in the trading margin, as you have indicated. So we're very thankful for the recovery process. The management team is working very hard to sustain that, and we have also managed to comply with all the banking covenants, which is been a feature of the team's efforts for some time now, and also with our earnings and headline earnings per share up 102% in the period. So I think overall a very satisfying 6 months.
Let's take a look at the various divisions, right? How did the beverage can market fare in South Africa, Nigeria and Angola?
If we look at the market in South Africa, it has been characterized by very strong growth. In the prior period, we had certain exports to the United States market where, due to their extreme growth during the COVID period, they were looking to international markets to fulfill demand. They were not able to keep up with certain demand and required imports. Now, typically, it's very difficult to, export these products because you're typically exporting air, because the can actually gets filled in the American market. So to the extent that those export contracts came to an end, the South African beverage can market has been extremely strong, where we've got growth of over 20% in that period to more than make up for the ending of those export contracts. We've seen a very good and strong demand coming out of our Nigerian business, and a very nice improvement coming out of Angola. The Angolan business is, however, still well off its former peaks, back to 2018 levels. It was a very, very strong profit contributor. There has been a slowdown in that market over some period of time, due to wage inflation, maybe not keeping up with the cost of imported goods. But the increase in the oil price and the strengthening in the Kwanza has certainly helped that market. It is still well below our expectations, though, and it's got big upside potential. The border with the Democratic Republic of the Congo is still closed. So for where we supply goods to customers who then export, those export opportunities are not in our numbers at this stage, and we hope for upside in that going forward.
The Zimbabwean operations, Megapack and CMB, performing well. What drove that?
You know, it's it's an amazingly resilient economy. There is a very, very strong demand for the products in those markets. We have not funded that business since April 2018. All those activities that are conducted within Zimbabwe are self-funding, and there's a very resilient local economy there that is demanding our product. And our ability to produce and deliver to those customer bases is certainly tested, and our businesses have delivered. So it's a very pleasing result from that side of the business.
Sure. Overall profits for the paper division maintained?
Yeah, what we have seen there is our business in Zimbabwe, our Hunyani business, it had certain administered costs and regulated wage increases and electricity input costs that have gone up quite significantly, which have pulled back the profitability relative to turnover. Turnover has grown at a faster rate than the trade profit, but we have managed to maintain the profitability in that market at a trading profit of 81 million.
Right. And the outlook, Glenn?
No, I think from an outlook perspective, we do hope that the demand continues. The business is well positioned to deliver on that. We've got a very well capitalized asset base. We certainly have got the ability to produce the products in these markets. We do hope for continued strong demand in South Africa, and particularly the beverage can market and the Nigerian market as well. There is latent demand that can come out of the Angolan business. And, we look to continually focus on the optimization of our balance sheet. And it has been the subject of much debate for some time, and we're looking at appropriate ways to strengthen that capital base and refinance the business. There's certain of our funding capacity that matures in April 2023, and we are in process with our funding partners to set a new base for that funding package going forward.
Thank you so much.
I think the business is well positioned.
Thank you, Glenn, for joining us this evening. Glenn Fullerton is the CFO of Nampak.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.